Boys and girls, have you ever been in trouble? Do you know what trouble is? I'm going to tell you a story this morning about two different horses that got in trouble. And I want you to listen very carefully to what happened and why they got in trouble. And I want you to take notice how they were treated when they got in trouble. Yeah. Well, this first horse, she became my horse. And when I train horses, most of you that know me, you know that I train horses. And when I train horses, I train them to be very obedient. Do you think it's important to be obedient? It's very important to be obedient. Obedience is not optional. I expect my horses to be obedient all the time. Well, just a few days ago, this black and white horse that has the cart hooked to her, I took her out driving. And she did everything I asked her to do. She was so obedient because she's learned day by day by day. As I worked with her, she's learned to be obedient. And she did everything until I was on my way back to the hitch rail to take her harness and her cart off from her. I asked her to take a sharp turn to the right, and she decided she didn't want to. And she put her head down really low to avoid the reins, and when she did, I saw that her rein went underneath the shaft of the cart. And when she picked her head up, that rein slipped around the cart shaft. And she pulled her head up, and her rein went extremely tight, and now she was in trouble. I couldn't release it. I had no control of her face anymore, and her rein is tight, and she went speed backing up. She can't see where she's going because she has blinders on each side of her face, and she rammed the cart right into the side of the corral, and she panicked and didn't know what to do. She was in trouble, wasn't she? And she got in trouble because she was disobedient. She didn't do what I asked her to do. But she's my horse, and I love her. And so I jumped out of the cart, and I grabbed hold of her face so that she would stop. And then she listened. And we got out of that situation, and we got out of that trouble because I helped her. Even though she was disobedient, I still helped her. And then we were able to go to the hitch rail, and nobody got hurt. The horse didn't get hurt. I didn't get hurt. The cart didn't get smashed up. Nothing got broken on the harness. And it turned out well. Was it important for her to always be obedient? Is it important for you to always be obedient? Now I want to tell you another story of an experience I had with the other horse, the horse that's brown and white. I owned him many years ago. He was born a lot of years ago, like 30 years ago. He was born in my barn, and I had him from the time he was a baby. I taught him, I trained him every day to be obedient. And one day, I was out riding on him. He was doing exactly what I asked him to do. And I took a new trail. I went a place where I've never been before. And it was a pathway going along through where power lines, have you seen places where the power lines? There was a trail through the grass underneath the power lines, and I thought, oh, I think I'll go over here. And so I asked my horse to follow that trail, and I just started getting into this grassy area underneath the power lines, when suddenly my horse sunk right into the ground, right up to his belly. He was in trouble, wasn't he? He was in trouble. And he got frightened, and he jumped, and he leaped, and every time he jumped, he then went right back into this mud, which I couldn't see that it was mud. It just looked like a grassy trail where four-wheelers had driven through. And I realized after two or three efforts of him leaping into the air to try to get out of that mud, he's never going to get out of this place with me on his back. So I got off his back, and I grabbed one rein, and I started running, probably as far as from here to the end of this room, I just started running as fast as I could because I didn't sink in. I could walk on top of this grass. And my horse kept leaping behind me. And he followed me as I led the rest of the way across that muddy area. And when we got out of the mud, he was exhausted. He was heaving because he was breathing so hard. He had mud splattered all over him. But he was okay. And he could be washed off, and I could get the mud all off. He was in trouble, wasn't he? Was he in trouble because he did something naughty? No. He had done everything that I asked him to do. And the lesson that I want to teach you this morning in telling you the story of these two horses is sometimes in our life, we get in trouble because we didn't obey. And sometimes we get in trouble when we did obey because we live in a world of sin and there's bad stuff out there. But in each story of these two horses, because they belong to me and because I love them, I did everything I could do to help them get out of the trouble. And that's what I want you to remember that Jesus will do for you, because each one of you boys and girls belong to Jesus, and he loves you. And sometimes in your life, you will get in trouble because you made the wrong choice, and Jesus will still be there to help you get out of that trouble. And sometimes you'll get in trouble when you obeyed and you did everything right, and you'll still get in trouble. And Jesus will be there for you then to help you get out of trouble, because he promises he will never leave you or forsake you. Always remember that, boys and girls. Jesus will always be there to help you when you're in trouble.